Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Simone Sorana for Fred Film Radio. We are in Venice during the 79th edition of Venice Film Festival, Giornata degli Autori, and I'm with Sebastian Lifschitz, the director of Casa Susanna. Hi, Sebastian, welcome.
Hi.
So, could you please tell us what is Casa Susanna?
Casa Susanna was a house in the countryside in the Catskills, very close to New York. And it was a special place in the 50s and 60s where a group of cross-dressers used to meet and spend some time in a very clandestine way, because at that time it was almost impossible to be a cross-dresser or to be a transgender person. And the story of Casa Susanna is really incredible, because when you just think of the 50s and the 60s, just after the war, the context of USA at that time was very conservative, even reactionary. And it was quite impossible to be someone different. All the society at that time was organized with very conservative values, as family, religion, kids, and everything that was out of that was in a way persecuted. The reputation was something very important in those times. So if someone could say about you that you are a cross-dresser or a gay person or a fetishist or whatever, you could have really serious problem. And what is amazing is that that house in the middle of nowhere in the Catskills was organizing some weekend and some holidays also to meet and to really to invent a place where all these men could be together in a free way, dressed as women, and live with a total freedom.
Yes, this is very interesting, and I agree with you when you say that the story is incredible. So, next question is, how did you find out this story? How did you discover Casa Susanna?
Well, it's a long story, but okay, I'm trying to make it short. In 2000, a couple from New York has found some photos, snapshots from the Casa Susanna, and they had no idea what it was all about, because the pictures were just amazing. You could see a cross-dresser with very fancy clothes, but not extravagant, just like a woman from the bourgeoisie at that time, and in the garden or playing cards. They were quite very chic, but you could see that they were men, cross-dress. And then a publishing house has decided to publish a book about the pictures, but they had no idea what was the story behind. And then the New York Times, because of the book, has made a kind of investigation just to get some information. And they have found the beginning of the story. And so they made an article, and then after 10 or 15 years, nothing. And then I was preparing an exhibition for Arles, because I'm a filmmaker, but I'm also a photo collector. And I do collect pictures of cross-dressers from every period of time. And so in 2016, when I was preparing the exhibition, someone told me about an historian of photography. Her name is Isabelle Bonnet. And he said to me that she has written a memoir about Casa Susanna. And I was very surprised, because she's a French woman. And even that a French person know anything about Casa Susanna was for me something very surprising. Anyway, I've called her, and then she said to me that after some months of investigation, she has found the location of the house that was still existing, that she has found some people who was going there that were still alive. She has found the name of Susanna and a part of the story. And I was so amazed that she has found all the things. That was, for me, a big part of the story. And I said to her, this is really an important stuff, you know, an important story that we need to make a film about it, you know. And she said, yes, sure. And that was the beginning of it.
Okay, interesting.
Sorry, it was a bit long, but...
No problem.
You know, sometimes stories... it's difficult for me to say that in English. Sometimes stories needs to... comment on dit ça en anglais? Est-ce que je peux le dire en français?
Yes, we... You can speak in French, but I cannot understand you, man. No worry.
Des fois, les histoires prennent un chemin étrange, difficile, sinueux, pour arriver dans la lumière. Et Casa Susana, c'est vraiment ça. C'est vraiment une histoire qu'il a fallu déterrer. C'était une histoire complètement invisible et qui, de façon très tardive, a réussi enfin à être racontée et mise dans la lumière, en fait. Mais c'était vraiment... C'est étonnant comment cette histoire a été comme enterrée, invisibilisée pendant tant d'années. Voilà.
Thank you. And the last question is this one. The last question is, I didn't know that you were a photo collector. And this is interesting because, in my opinion, this is a personal opinion, in this movie, there is an important context about the how we need to make picture, how we need to see picture, how we need to collect imaging in our history, in our personal history. So, are you agree with me? Because I think that Casa Susanna is a movie about the story of Casa Susanna, as you tell us, but also a movie about the importance of the imaging.
Photographs are very important because they are traces of life, traces of anonymous people. You know, most of the time when we speak about history, we use very famous figure to speak about the 60s, the 50s, the 40s, the 20s, whatever. But I think this very famous character that we know everything about, for me, are not really representative of each period, because the people, the anonymous people, were not successful, they were not rich, or they were not into the fame or whatever, you know, they had no facilities for anything. And I think they are much more representative when you speak about a period, to really understand it. So for me, the snapshots, the old pictures, are a real incarnation of all these lives that we have forgotten and all these people that we need to share their existence and we have to pay tribute to them because they help us to understand in which history we are and in which history we belong. And so for me, if we need to be into the present, we need also to understand in the more accurate and more intense and deep way the past.
Thank you very much, Sebastian. Thank you and congratulations for the movie because it's very, very amazing.
Thank you.
This was Simone Sorana for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider, with Sebastian Lifshitz, director of Casa Susanna.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.